My brothers and sisters in the Lord, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother, I want to reflect with you on one question. A question that we heard in our first reading from the book of Genesis. And the question is, where are you? Where are you? I recall a story from my own childhood. I was maybe 7 or 8 years old at the time. And I was playing with my friends in the neighborhood. And it was around supper time, dinner time. And one of my friends came to me and said, "Your dad is looking for you. It's time for you to go home for dinner." But you see, my brothers and sisters, I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay with my friends. I wanted to play. I did not want to eat supper. So I did what any good boy would do. There was a wooded area near our house. So I went into the little wooded area and I sat behind a tree. And my father was calling, "Robert, where are you?" And I just sat there and kind of giggled. But then there was silence. And I thought I had made it. But then I heard another voice. And it was the voice of my mother. "Robert, where are you?" Now my father, he wasn't the disciplinarian. He was the pushover. But when I heard the voice of my mother, I knew something was going to happen. And certainly, my friends, I was thinking in my mind, as she was calling for me, "Where are you?" One, she had already sent my father, and I didn't listen to him. I hid behind that tree. Two, she said to me, "Never go into that wooded area." And where was I? In the wooded area. And three, she had to leave the kitchen in order to find me. And so I stayed behind that tree for a little while longer because I was afraid. And I should have been afraid. I won't tell you the end of the story. But Mom always got her way. I tell you that, my friends, because it is the question the Lord God asked to Adam and Eve. Where are you? And where were they? They were hiding. They were ashamed. Because they were naked. They had eaten of the forbidden fruit. They were ashamed of what they had done. They were afraid, and so they hid from the Lord. As he called for them. And certainly, my friends, oftentimes we can say, "Poor Adam. Poor Eve. Why did God ask him not to eat of that fruit of that tree anyway?" Some people say, well, it was a test, to test them. But you know, my friends, I often believe it was more than just a test. God knew what was good for Adam and Eve. And he knew it was not good for them to eat of the fruit of that tree. And he only wanted what was good for them. That is why he gave them that command. Have anything else you want except the fruit of the forbidden tree. But as we know, human nature as it is, I want what I want. And their response, my brothers and sisters, was that they said no to God. No, I will not listen. No, I will do what I want. I will do how I want it. And then we know the rest of the story. The fall of humanity. Now you see, my brothers and sisters, in our scriptural readings, we have that scene. And then we have the scene in the gospel of our Blessed Mother. A totally different response. Because when the angel of the Lord comes to Mary, in a way, he was saying to her, "Mary, where are you?" And how does Mary respond? She doesn't say no. She doesn't hide in shame. She doesn't run away in fear. But she gives her yes. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And you see, my brothers and sisters, that is why our Blessed Mother is the model of discipleship. That is why she is the perfect disciple of her Son. Because through the message of the angel, at the Annunciation, Mary could say yes. She could become the new Eve. And certainly on this feast day of the Immaculate Conception, we celebrate the fact that God preserved Mary from original sin in the womb of St. Anne. But even though Mary was preserved from original sin, she still had free will. She could still say no when the angel appeared. Not gonna happen. I have my own plans, God. She could have doubted. Not many people have ever heard of a virgin birth. She could have been afraid. A young Jewish woman, 13 years of age or so, found pregnant outside of marriage, where the law said she should be stoned to death. She could have ran away, but she didn't. She trusted. And she gave her yes to God. And you see, my friends, that is the call for each and every one of us. To strive and to struggle against the temptations of the flesh, the temptations of the world. To be like Mary and to be able to say, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word, whatever that is. And not to hide in shame or fear or doubt. When God calls us and says, where are you? I need you. But to be able to give our fiat, our yes. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, it is a struggle. One of my favorite depictions of our Blessed Mother, I only know of its existence one place in the entire world. It was a depiction painted in the early Middle Ages in the 13th century. And it's a depiction of Mary and the devil. And Mary is not just rebuking the devil. She's not just giving the devil a tongue lashing. She's actually punching the devil. It's an image of Mary punching the devil. I've only seen it once. I think because I'm Sicilian, I like that image. But C.S. Lewis writes that as Christians, my brothers and sisters, we are a people who are in spiritual warfare. Christianity, he says, is a fighting religion. Not fighting in the sense of wars and violence, but fighting against the tendencies to want to give in to the flesh and to the world and everything that pulls us away from God. And so that's why Mary is the perfect disciple. Because she can say yes. And she does say yes. And so the call for us, my brothers and sisters, today is to reflect on that question. Because God calls each of us and says, where are you? How do we respond? If you're like me, my brothers and sisters, I often think we respond from a state of spiritual schizophrenia. Because sometimes we say no, and sometimes we say yes, but most of the time we're somewhere in between. But if we truly trust, as we heard in the gospel, that nothing, nothing is impossible for God, if we truly believe, if we truly have faith, then when God calls, where are you? We don't hide. We don't run away. We're not like the child behind the tree, like I was. But we're able to say with Mary, let it be done unto me. I give you my all. I surrender everything to your call and your divine will. And in doing that, we walk forward as humble and faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.